Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete. How may I help you?
Hey, Pete. This is Steve down here in Kentucky. I got your message. I'm actually trying to buy a truck and trailer off of Bob in Cincinnati.
Yep. Heard all about you.
Was it good or bad?
No, not at all. It was great. Steve.
Oh, okay.
Tell me a little bit about your company here. What's the name of the company?
Okay, the company I actually work for, it's actually kind of my daughter's company. And because I retired back in 2010, but I still, you know, I go out and help her out and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Is she 100% owner?
No. Actually, Carrie Pickerel is the owner, and what I do, it kind of looks like she has got the trucks leased to him, and then I drive for her. So, are you with me?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, yeah, it's kind of a, I don't know, kind of goofy deal, you know, but...
It is.
Now she is going to be trying to get her own authority, and which there's a lot of paperwork, red tape, and stuff you got to go through to do that. But and right now, you know, we're just working under her name,
Carrie's name.
Yeah, Carrie Pickerel, which she's the owner of Southern Express.
Southern Express, perfect. That's the name.
Yeah.
And she's 100% owner?
He is.
Oh,
but
he is.
I work
bad.
For her. The truck that we got now is leased to Southern Express, which is Carrie Pickerel.
Okay.
And, she's got the truck leased to him. And I'm one of the drivers, you know. And mm-hmm. She kind of like pays me like a salary, you know, every month and stuff, which... You know, I make a lot more than what it shows salary.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean,
it sounds like
this can work for you here. What you would have to do is, because it's a business loan, it would have Carrie or whoever owns Southern Express would have to be the one to fill out the application itself, because it's just, like you said, red tape and whatnot. But you're the purchaser, pretty much, is what I'm getting. Like you're the guy that makes the decision that I want this truck. Yeah, we're gonna bring it in. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So how much is the piece you're trying to get from Bob here?
Okay, he's asking 14 for the truck and 5 for the trailer, which is 19.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to have to come down a little bit on that. I mean, and I might need your help on getting him to drop that price. Just pull over for a sec.
Oh, really?
I might need...
Okay.
I'm sure we can work something out there to get this done for the both of you.
Yeah, because, I mean, he's a little high on the truck. And, I mean, well, the truck, he's about right. But now the trailer, he's a little high on it, because when we get the trailer, we got to do some work on it.
Mm-hmm. Extra costs.
You know, right, and get it road ready and everything like that. So, you know, you're going to have to help me to kind of get Bob to come down, you know, if he can mm-hmm. come down, you know, on the truck or trailer, it don't matter.
Yeah, total cost.
That would help. But I got to watch in payments, too, because,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'll be the one making the payments, which, you know, the payments, you know, they're not going to be no problem because I do draw a check every month and stuff like that. But and then it might be better. I don't know if I can have my daughter's name on there because she just bought a new car. And she actually had to have a co-signer on the car.
Well, whoever's name, it's going to have to go to the business's name.
Okay.
So whoever is, it's Carrie that owns Southern Express. So she's the one. They're gonna have to fill out this paperwork for the truck, and it might have to go under the business's name though. But when do you need this by? Like when are you you're trying to get this done soon?
Yeah. I mean, I've been trying to work on it for a while, and trying to get something lined out. But
we can definitely get this done.
Yeah, because I need it done real soon. Because right now is a busy, busy time of year for us right now.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
So I mean, because we haul cargo trailers. That's what we do. Haul the the box.
Yeah,
traders.
Shipping.
Yeah, we haul them. So what's
the return on investment on bringing this truck in? Like, you're gonna just be able to do more rides, or what are you getting out of
this? What I get out of it, everything that I run with this truck, I get 80%.
Okay.
So, and they're paying right now, we don't run nothing no less than $260 a mile, from $260 a mile to $325 a mile. That's what we get.
Oh, nice.
So, it's real good business. I mean, it is really good.
And, how many miles do you per week here? You'd say just ballpark it.
Per week we probably do 4,000 to 5,000 miles a week. Cause we don't do no less than 2,000 miles a week. Cause 2,000 miles a week, gotta have that in order to get a decent check, plus pay the insurance and everything. Cause if you're in business, the commercial insurance is high.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, it is. It's, $800 a month just for, $1.2 million coverage, But
really?
We got to have it, We got to have it because we are DOT, we're...
Okay, exactly. How long have you been in business here with Southern Express? How long has the company been?
He fired up for me about a year ago under his own authority, but we've been doing this for the past 6 years,
Mm-hmm. How long?
Running for like a...
Okay, so you're like subcontracting it, kind of?
Yeah, that's about what it is. That's about what I am, as a subcontractor.
All right, have you looked anywhere else for financing for this truck here and the trailer, or... I know this deal kind of came out of the sky here. I was actually talking about.
Not really, Pete. I haven't. Be honest with you. I know a loan shark. I thought about going talking to her, but I don't know if I want to get tied up with something like that.
And you know what? This is going to be way cheaper for you. Trust me.
Right, and them loan sharks, that's like dealing with the mafia.
You don't want to get into that. That's what we're here for.
No, but, like she told me, I got the money right here, come get it.
Not that easy.
It's awful tempting, but, that rope gets tighter and tighter to hang myself.
how's the business's credit? Would you say good, bad, in the middle? Do you know about that?
The business credit, I say it's great, cause we have nothing out on the business.
Nice.
I mean, this would actually be the first truck on the business. But like the truck that I just bought, back before Christmas sometime, it's in my personal loan. It's in my personal name. I got a personal loan.
I see.
Business credit is good.
Hey, Steve, what's your last name here? I gotta have this for the
Robinson, R-O-B. Inson.
Mm-hmm. And
go ahead, Pete.
Carrie is the owner of Southern Express.
Yes. Yeah. Well, actually, it's under Southern Salvage.
Southern Salvage.
Yeah. It's actually under Southern Salvage.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like it, but our signs on our truck says Southern Express. I don't quite get that.
Yeah, that's a little confusing too.
Yeah, it is.
So, well, whoever's the owner of the business is going to have to fill out most of the paperwork here for you. You know what I mean? And just because it's going to be under the business's credit, and it's got to have all the tax returns from the business and bank statements from the business. But about it, though. Well, I'm going to shoot you over, Steve, here. I'll shoot you over the application in a minute here. And all you got to do is fill out this application and get Carrie too as well. Anybody who's involved in the business who has ownership in it has to fill it out. And you just send me that back with your last 6 months of bank statements and your most recent tax return for the business. The business tax return, the business bank statements. And when you get that back to me, I get it to my underwriter, and in one day we'll have an answer for you with an exact rate, how much of your daily, weekly, or monthly rates are going to be, how much, everything, your costs. And we can get the truck for you literally probably soonest next week or, maybe even end of the week. I've seen it going 48 hours before. So, depending on how quick you get this back to me here, we can make it happen pretty fast here, Steve.
Okay. But the truck and trailer would be in my name, right?
I think you can get it. I think we can work something out there.
Because I want that because Carrie is a really good friend of mine, but you know how it is when you start doing business
with your friends. I know.
Right. And if something happens, I've got five different other companies I can go to.
Yeah, exactly. Subcontracting pretty much for Carrie.
You can kind of
be like, all right, listen, but if you're going to screw me here, I'll just go make my money elsewhere.
That's right.
You want to have that truck to be able to.
Yeah.
All right. Well, honestly, I'm going to send you the information, Steve, but I'm going to actually talk to my supervisor about that because I've really never had this exact situation come up. I've been here for about a year and a half now, and it is a little bit of a weird situation.
Yeah, it is.
No, but I don't see why there should be any issues with what you're trying to do. I mean, we have people all the time that the business owner themselves doesn't make any of the purchasing decisions, and they have somebody like you that just, you're dealing with it every day. You're the one that's going to know what stuff you want. Mm-hmm.
Right. So, and another thing too, Pete, we're always looking for them trailers. It takes a certain type of trailer, and they're out here. But we're all the time looking for them because, we can bring in other drivers and trucks, but they haven't got the equipment.
That's what I'm here to do for you, Steve. We can expand the business.
Right.
And what you're saying is, we have clients. We just need manpower and trucks. Then, we can just make it happen. I got working capital loans for payroll. For inventory, anything. I mean, you don't really use any inventory, but for payroll and marketing, and then on the equipment side, we'll use the equipment financing to get you all the trucks and the trailers you need, and, we can keep doing this. The next time you come and we get you another one of these financing loans, you're going to get a better rate because my whole end of it, it's all about risk. So when you come back and you've done something with us before, it's there's less risk on our end. You do it a third time, it's we know this guy's good. Steve's a good guy, and he's going to pay every time, so we can give him
that.
We can give him that really low interest rate that nobody else would get.
Yeah. And I am very bad, very bad, about paying stuff off early.
Yeah?
because I do not like to be in debt.
I mean, we actually get a discount if you pay off early with us for some of the programs, actually. We're going to have to see what fall into, but yeah, there's all sorts of good deals, and we actually also, Steve, cover soft costs, so I don't know how much soft costs associated with the truck and trailer, but I'm talking about, you know, transporting it and all that whatnot, so we can actually... You know, assembly, I know also it doesn't have to be assembled, but just for future reference with other types of equipment here, you know, if you're bringing on like something else that needs to be transported, we also do cover that as well.
Oh, okay.
What are you going to do if you don't get this financing, you don't get the truck here?
Well, I'll still Yeah, I might have to because I've got drivers right now that's standing in line waiting to jump in my old truck to take off, you know, because they don't put their money in it.
Yeah, well, it's a missed opportunity here, you know, for everybody.
Right, because I've got to, I'm out here to make money. I mean, if I'm not going to make money, I'm going to sit at the house and do nothing.
Yep. And, yeah,
I've already retired and stuff. I mean, I don't have to work, but I like to.
Yeah.
And I enjoy it. I mean, I enjoy traveling and stuff. So. But, if I can't get it through you all, I'm going to have to go somewhere else and try.
I got you. It's just too big of an opportunity, man. It's just too big of an opportunity.
Right. I mean, it's a booming business right now. And I'll tell you another thing, too, Pete. Mm-hmm. Kerry has got a company that's sold at him in Ocala, Florida. It's a container shipping company. Mm-hmm. And his father passed away, and, you know, he's trying to work out the kinks with this one company, and he's going to have some finance.
I mean, I could be your guy, so I could be your guy.
Right, because Kerry comes to me a whole lot because I've run a company once before. I actually run a contracting company. And he comes to me and asks me things a lot because me and him, I guess, we're best friends. And, you know, that Ocala, Florida thing down there, you know, that's got him worried to death. And I told him, I said, Kerry, you worry too much. I said, man, it's like a puzzle. You'll find that piece. You'll put that piece in there.
Yep.
Next thing you know, that company's going to be up and running. I mean, I've already got him doing the computer system down there in Ocala, Florida. Where he knows where every one of them containers are going, you know, he's trying to learn that right now because, man, you ship out 100 containers across seas, you got to know where they go.
Mm-hmm. But you're also going to be making a lot of money.
Right. So, I mean, and he's like, okay, hey, this computer system is really working for me. I'm like, I told you so. Yeah, and keep track of everything, you know. I've quit writing here. I've got a bank statement, and what else was it?
The most recent tax return from the business.
Oh, tax return, okay.
Yeah, and then the business's last 6 months of their bank statements, and then their application, and just have the owner of the business, Terry Gary, there, fill that out,
yeah.
And it's just some legal questions, like, I think, what's the legal business name, confirm it, where's your ad, all that kind of logistic stuff. But, yeah, I mean, it honestly only takes about 15 minutes, 20 minutes to do top. So if you can get that back to me by the end of today here, I can almost have an answer by this time tomorrow.
Okay. Now, he is actually coming in from Florida. I talked to him this morning. Now, he's also a worker, too. He gets out here and runs with us, you know.
Yeah, good to hear.
He's coming in today, and I think he said he was, he's got a load of trailers he's got to drop off close to home. So it might be tomorrow morning before I can get all this paperwork.
Yeah, that's fine.
So,
I mean,
we got to get together after a while anyway. So.
Yep, exactly. Have a sit down with him. Bring him back into the loop here and on the conversation. If you want me to call you guys as well, I'd be more than happy to, you know, kind of give him the same little bit of rundown, a little bit more abbreviated. But yeah, I could. We'll get on the phone tomorrow morning, and you know, you can get that application in. We'll talk more about it, and yeah, that way that'll be Thursday, and then by Friday we can have an answer here, and you'll know exactly what you're shopping with and for, and then you can kind of set up that meeting with Bob, and I'll call him again today and give him a little update on the whole situation, and kind of tell him that, and kind of tell him that you're looking to, you know, maybe bring down the cost to help this out a little bit, because I know at the end of this day, Bob here, he wants to get rid of this truck, he wants to get rid of the trailer, he's talking about buying a new truck from me and finance. He's like, I know he wants to do it and to not budge on, you know, 19 grand compared to 18 grand or 17 grand, like it's whatever, it's relative. It's just sitting there, too. He's not using it.
Yeah, it's just sitting there. I mean, he's not even using it. And I looked at it last fall.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's still sitting there. The trailer hasn't even been moved. I mean,
there you go. So he's
going up through it now.
It's like, yeah, you can.
You really got to help me work with Bob.
I'm trying to paint the picture right here. If you told me it's been sitting there for a year, it's already depreciated.
Yeah.
It's already depreciated a year. So he's gonna try and sell it to you for 19 grand this year, and then he's not gonna because you can't afford it, and he won't budge to 17 grand. And then guess what? Next year, when it's sitting on the lot and it's another year older, now it's going to be worth 17 grand.
Regardless,
that's what you're gonna get. Now you can use that money. He can use that money to help him out right now, or he can just wait and be stubborn. But I'll have a little bit of a talk with him to see what he can do there. But yeah, Steve, I'll send you that stuff right away right now, and get back to me tomorrow. I'll give you.
Is there any way you can text that to me, Steve? Because I have been trying to use my email, and I don't know what's going on with it.
I mean, I
have a lot of stuff to text.
Well, I'm trying to see. I don't think I can text the application. Do you have a fax anywhere?
Let's see. There's a little store right down below me that's got a fax machine, but I haven't got the number.
Maybe. You know what I'll do? You know what I could do for you, Steve? Yeah, if you want to get the number for that, fax machine, pretty soon, and I'll send that over, you know, today whenever you get it to me. And yeah, just start working on that, and then you can actually fax all the documents back over to me if your email is not working by tomorrow. Or, you can have your buddy send it with you, you know, with his email. I'm sure his might work.
I can have you that fax number in less than an hour from now.
Oh, that's perfect. All right.
Sounds good. And I'll just text you that fax number, and
I'll get you that application there. Perfect, Steve. Talking to you, man. We're going to get
You too, Pete.
Yeah, we're going to get this done for you. No problem.
Good deal, and I'm looking forward to it too.
Yeah, and you know what? We're building a good relationship here, and it looks like we're going to be doing some work down the road too.
Hey man, we got to. I mean, I've got to. You know, I got to have somebody I can rely on. And
exactly.
Like I told you, my daughter. I actually work for my daughter, but she's gonna get her own authority, and you know, and we're going.
What's your daughter's name?
Kelsey Rose, or Kelsey Robinson. She went through a divorce. That's one reason she hasn't got her own authority yet. She went through a divorce and got everything settled. You know how them divorces work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you've probably been through one. She got her maiden name back, and she got all that settled and everything, and now she's ready to go. So, but she got a public job too.
All right, perfect.
All right. She works for Honda.
Oh, nice, nice.
And got this little old company here. I mean, she's the one that pays me every month.
Okay, okay.
But I've got to open an account I can go to anytime I need to.
Could you send me Carrie's info, like a phone number or
email or something like that?
Perfect, perfect.
Yeah.
And could you text me his full name just so I have everything spelled right over the phone? It's tough.
Yes, I can. I sure can.
All right. Thank you so much, Steve. I'm going to pass you on here and just get that number and get Carrie's info for me, and I'll be calling you back tomorrow morning.
All righty. All right. Thank you, Pete.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Take care.